Freeform Radio. WMFO. Mr. Blue. so far from me now. She know I had a good lover. She made promises now.
Hello, hello, Somerville, Medford, and wherever the signal reaches. It is 10:13 on a Wednesday morning, and you just heard the Shouting Matches, I Had a Real Good Lover. Spence, how you doing?
I had a real good lover.
Yeah? What happened?
She's gone from me now. But I'm doing great, and the weather outside is wintry and wet and wild blustery. And
yeah.
And frankly, I'm excited for the day.
I feel like winter words have extended vowels, or just like forceful
snow.
Vowels.
Snow.
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 Yep. Rain.
Ice.
That was our ASMR segment. Which we do always at 10:14 on the dot.
On the dot. Thanks for tuning in this week at our new time and our new show.
Soibus Hold the Dairy.
Hold the Dairy.
Thanks for tuning in. Just a reminder, this is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts only freeform radio.
Only freeform radio. The only radio station this side of the Mississippi.
And the other.
And the crowning jewel of the American population.
Yep.
So, that's us. And we've got some more tunes for you coming up in theory as we wake up with our days.
And we've got Daryl in the building, too.
We've got DJ D.
DJ D.
In the building, as always. Thanks, so.
Guys.
Yep. So, let's keep rolling. Spence, you want to hear anything, or...
Silence.
Or do you hate music?
Just play what's on your mind. My computer's getting started.
Boot it up.
It's booting. It's whirling.
Dude, it's fence.
Telling all the stars a name, hoping it is tell a hey, and I love you, baby. Baby, running all through my brain, wishing that I could stay. Yeah, just to hold you, baby. Just to hold you, baby.
Control.
This is formerly Moist Vibes, now Soy Just Hold the Dairy, but yes. You're actually off the air. I apologize. Good luck on the quiz. The network, it's an... My mic's on. Wait. Do you hear me?
free. I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own kin did. From the very start, it's my own fault what happens to my heart. You see, I've always known you'd go. So you just do what you gotta. Ways to make you feel no good. I guess they got no way to know. I've had my eyes wide open from the start, and man, you never lied to me. The part of you that they'll never see is the part you've shown to me.
Thanks for sticking with us. Maybe you heard that strange part where I was talking to someone on the phone, but only my voice came through, or talking to someone who called in. So I hope you enjoyed that as well. We had in that segment Apollo by St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Biblio with a song called A Tout à l'heure.
A tout à l'heure.
A tout à l'heure. And then Nina Simone, Do What You Gotta Do, which we all know it in whatever form it comes in, either sampled or full, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gets a lot of airtime.
What's the Kanye song that Rihanna...
Famous, I feel. Mm. I feel like it's famous.
It's a pretty good... It is a pretty famous song.
come on.
Sorry.
This is the big leagues. You can't be bringing that Bush League stuff around.
Those puns, those dumb wordplay. How are you,
Ouch.
I was going to ask how you're feeling, but
I just hit my knee. I'm feeling okay.
Yeah.
Ready for the day. A little tired, but in a good way, where I feel like a baby whose eyes are just
opening,
adapting to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I constantly hear people's gripes, you know.
You want to hear people's gripes?
And just, like, you know, give a venting space. So if you are got something on your mind this morning, you think this is blocking you from having a great day, feel free to call in and just vent for a little bit. We got this has felt slow in terms of radio times.
True.
We're only at a
halfway mark.
At the half point of the hour, as my father used to call it.
Interesting.
That's good news for y'all, because that means more music and more of our voices. Which is probably annoying to some.
Sorry.
But hey, it's freeform.
It's an anatomy thing, you know?
It's an anatomy thing? Like, our voices?
No, whether you like our voices or not, you know, how your ear hears it. Is it like... cool. Spence, how's the traffic? Real quick, in the Medford-Somerville area.
Yeah, all right, so I'm just trying to stretch the mic a little bit here.
He's getting in the copter.
All right, I'm seeing some cars. They don't seem to be impeded by the water on the streets. There's some cars stopped. People are walking now, and there she goes. They're running now. They're turning.
Huh. I'll be darned.
I just, you know, hope everyone crosses the sidewalk well today.
Yeah.
This is crosses how the street. I have prophesized this.
Say it again.
I've spoken about this for a while now, but I'm a big proponent of crossing the street well. I think it's the best thing you can do in terms of self-confidence in a day. If you're feeling down about yourself and you're about to cross the street and you look both ways really, really well, then you can be near 100% positive that you're not going to get in any sort of accident. And I don't know, I think that's something to be celebrated.
Huh. You've spoken on this before?
I've told people if they need a self-confidence boost to look really hard when they're crossing the street, and then cross the street with confidence, and you will be astounded by how you feel at the other side.
Does crossing with confidence entail aggressive crossing, like trying to get in front of cars? Or like
No. The whole point is, you know that no cars are coming.
Oh. So you can be confident.
You can be confident knowing that you're crossing the street safely. And no, this is not a PSA. This is a personal opinion.
Does that count as our PSA?
But hey, that's just me these days. I don't know about you. So feel free to call in with your gripes, your vents. If you hate crossing the street, if you think it makes you feel horrible about yourself, let me know.
What grinds your gears? Should we get back to the music? The music.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I learned something. That music. So I've heard like muzak before, and I always thought it was just a funky way to say music. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's a term used for like music that sounds like it belongs in an elevator or a department store. You know, just kind of like background, like little.
Oh, so it actually means something.
Yeah.
Muzak.
So John Lennon, of the Beatles fame,
heard him.
He. In a diss track to Paul McCartney, said that Paul McCartney only makes muzak. Enjoy
muzak.
The song.
Wow.
I don't have is working harder now. I do doubt that it all comes back around somehow. This is easy money. It's easy money. So why'd you worry? Nothing but love for it, easy money. We'll be right back.
Shout out to Jenny, who's listening. Thank you very much. Hope you're enjoying the tunes. Anything I wanted, I could drive down to Mexico.
Thank you.
Prince plays in the background. Well, first I'll recap the songs. We had Isaac Opatz, Westerman, Easy Money, and then Isaac Opatz, Not Yet, Toro y Moi, Girl Like You, Big Thief, Shark Smile, and then what you're hearing right now is Prince, and the song is It's Gonna Be Lonely. Once again, thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Soibus Hold the Dairy. Speaking of which, Soibus, you got any PSAs for us?
Yeah, there's too many. That's the issue I'm dealing with right now. There's a lot that the public needs to know about. But one thing that I do want to talk about this morning is discovering nature.
Good.
Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature?
Nope.
Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies, help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do where you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Nice.
I have
what was the link? Discover the forest?
Discovertheforest.org.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Chasing fireflies. Do you have any memories of chasing fireflies?
Oh, for sure. In a little park by my... When we lived mostly in Pennsylvania.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time.
I have a very distinct memory of having fireflies, like, kind of surrounding these trees in this meadow, or like kind of I was up on this hill looking down at these trees in this meadow with all these fireflies, and it looked like a stadium of fireflies, like blinking on and off, like cameras at a stadium. So go out there and discover nature, folks. That's what we're hearing. Discovertheforest.org.
That's why we joined radio in the first place, you know,
to get outside. Get in, you know, here in our own backyards.
Yep. We're coming to the end of the hour, so this song that just started playing, I guess we'll hear it out.
We'll hear it out.
Switch it over to DJ D.
All right, guys.
Cool. So, yes. Thanks for tuning in again this week.
Yep.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll be back next
having
week.
You in the saddle. We'll be in the back next week.
All right. Thanks, everybody.